layer on things cause lots of things like that. They've done away with a lot of, we don't have it as much as we used to.
Did y'all sleep with mosquito nets and things?
With mosquito bars? Yes, when I was a child we did. Yes, we had mosquito bars. You ever sleep under one of them? I have. It, go put the bar down and put the children to bed.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is...
pus.
And when a blister opens...
water.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the...
the bullet wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. You get sort of a skinless growth around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
Infection.
Did you ever hear called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
What can you do about that? How do you get rid of it?
Well, you have to, they have to burn it, cauterize it, or cut it out. Just like you said, it just has to be taken care of.
Do horses get that? Is that?
Yeah, I think horses get sometimes around their hoof, or they have a sore. Sometimes it won't heal. I remember my dad used to have, well, the saddle would rub the horse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's caused proud flesh then, but he used to doctor's horses. I think horses get it just like.
And they'd burn it and cut it to
the side? Yeah.
You had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings.
Iodine.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Well, they used to take 3/6, they used to take quinine.
Uh-huh.
That, if you don't believe that's bitter, just get you a dose.
They still sell quinine? Just
I guess they do, honey. I don't know.
I guess you could ask for it.
You could ask for it, I'm pretty sure.
Someone got shot and didn't recover. You say the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
He passed away or expired.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Kick the bucket?
Okay.
I wouldn't say that about anybody, though.
You'd say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
And a place where people are buried.
A graveyard, cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
A casket or a coffin.
What's the difference?
None.
And you'd say when he died, everyone went to his
funeral.
And a place where, let's say if people are dressed in black, you said that
they're in mourning.
What if they just completely lost control?
Hysterical?
Do you ever say carrying on or taking on?
Yes. Something like that.
What would you say?
Well, I don't know if I've ever referred to anybody's funeral taken on. I guess you'd just say they was crying or upset.
When would you say taking on?
I don't use that word much, taking on. I think it's true.
Is taking on sincere?
Well, taking on. Now, you're getting mixed up with the word putting on. When a person's just putting on an act, just making out like they care, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And probably there has been people at funerals that have done that. I don't know. You know, now funerals are carried on very, very quietly.
There used to be a whole lot more.
Oh, yes.
There.
Oh, yes. Well, there were. It was a more... I don't know. Gruesome is the word or what, but seem like, you know, now everything's done so nice and so different. When they used to just lay them out on the board, what they call the cooling board in the house, it all looked so gruesome or something. I mean, now when some of the family dies, the undertaker comes and picks them up. You don't see them until the body's prepared.
Mm-hmm.